We're up to Sif Beis, but we still have one Beis Shmuel back on Sif Aleph, which is here on this page, Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Beis. But let's just remember, Sif Aleph talked about the idea of the Sheva Brachis that we make under the Chuppah, which are called Birchas Chasanim. As we learned, there's Birchas Erisin, which is the Messianic Kedushin's Bracha, which used to be done months earlier. And then there's the Birchas Chasan and the seven brachas that are said under the chuppah. And those are the seven brachas. Now, if you remember, under the chuppah, by the seven brachas, the first bracha is Rapi Agafen, and then the other brachas. Okay, now if you're at seven brachas during the week, the first bracha is Shakabar Lachvaida. We don't say Bar Rapi Agafen until the end. Question is, why? What's the difference? Why under the chuppah we say Bar Pei Agafen first and then the six brachas? And by Sheva brachas, the whole week, we say first the six brachas and then the Bar Pei Agafen. So Beis Shmuel Beis addresses that. It goes back on Sif Aleph. It's printed here on this page. And he says the following. He says, Birchas maybe kais, but Rashi said the leisagi b'lei kais. The first part of it, he talks about the idea of kais. Baramba mashu sagi b'lei kais. Machlekes of the kais is ma'akev for sheva brachis. Mashkasa b'chalkes b'chalkim sheina magid the ina kais ma'akev lav dafka hamagid leikasav zais. Bebirchas chasanim ela bebirchas erisim misham lekuliyama kais ina ma'akev. So by the Masada Kedushin's bracha, the Kais L'Kuli Alma is not ma'akiv. K'mesh Kasa Barash. V'had the ma'akiv Yaseh Be'brichas Chasanim should the Gabrina Sheva Brachas Dafka. Interesting. The reason that Barah Pri Agafa Be'brichas Chasanim is because, as we said, it's only six brachas. And since the mention of Sheva Brachas, it's mashma that it's ma'akiv.
There's a bracha for the Kais Shal Be'brichas Amazim?
A bracha. Oh, so now with that under the chuppah, there is no bracha. He's going to talk about that. So he says the following: Umagdimin. This is the part we wanted to get to. Magdimin brachas by prey agafen, va'achakach shisha brachas under the chuppah by prey agafen is first, and then the six brachas kishavarchim brachas amazin, v'varchim shisha brachas va'achakach by prey agafen. There we reverse the order. V'alei karavya v'chekos v'darkei Moshe. Ubitshuva, whatever that is, Simin Mem, Paisik Haravya, the Chedu B'Taisis, Perakafo B'Davkov Pez. I'll tell you the Taisis in a meeting. In a minute. Minik Shalanu, why is our meeting to say Bar Pei Agafen last? Yeshem Ahatam. Listen to the reason. Al Yenirad, the Bavarchim Bar Pei Agafen, Letzer Pirchus Amaz. If you're going to do benching, Bar Pei Agafen, and six brachis, everyone will assume the Bar Pri Agafen is back on the benching. Because when you have Sheva Brachis and you bench Al HaKais, you also do a Bar Pri Agafen afterwards. So it shouldn't look like the Bar Pri Agafen goes back on benching. So, V'loi Mishim Sheva Brachis, it's not because of Sheva Brachis, okay, Machma Bar Pri Agafen, Kekosiv, Beis Hillel, whoever he's quoting. Now, what he's saying here is that the reason that the Bar Pri Agafen comes second is because of it shouldn't look like it's going on the Birchas Hamazon. So you want one of the Bar Pri Agafen and the Mazon too. I would think what we should do is the one who's benching should make a Bar Pri Agafen on his kais, and the Sheva Bracha should make on his kais. But that's not what he says. Now what's strange is by us, wherever I was, the minig is that they do the six brachas, and who makes the Bar Pri Agafen? The bencher makes the Bar Pri Agafen. This is very funny. All right, if the one who's benching makes the Bar Pri Agafen, then I understand you want to do it at the end because it certainly looks like it's going on the benching. If the Bar Pri Agafen would go on the people making the Sheva brachas, it would be a lot easier. So I'll go put it. This is the minig. Now we have a minig which will actually be mentioned later in the sinner. Now we use two separate cups of wine by benching, by Sheva Brachas. We have one cup of wine for benching, and a separate cup of wine for Sheva Brachas. Now, the Beis Shmuel brought a Tosis in Pesachim Daf Kuf Beis. Tosis there talks about a case where benching and Kiddush come together. How could you have benching and Kiddush come together? Never going to happen to us. What? Purim. Okay. Purim on Friday, I guess so. But in Taka, like Purim on Friday, any time, Purim Smapel Makadish, any time you're in the middle of a meal and you come to benching, so you could have a case where Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush are simultaneous. So over there, Tosfos says that you need a separate case for each one. It shouldn't be chavilas chavilas. Like you just want to be yotze with one case for benching and for kiddush. So therefore, Tosfos says you have two cases. Then Tosfos says who adin tachas achupa that we have two kaisais. One kais for the Masad Kedusha, one for the Birchas Chosanim. But he says also by the meal, one cup for benching and one cup for Sheva Brachas. So that's the makar for it, is Tosfos there. Tosfos brings a sheet of Rabbeinu Meshulam who says that all you need is one kais. And so Lamaisa, there are two minhagim in Tosfos, and our minhag is to have two separate kaises.
How many does we make one?
Now,
How many does make one
prayer
gafen?
By Hassanim,
it's two.
It is because
they make twice.
Yeah, it's funny that we make one prayer gafen, and I can't answer that. I don't know why. I mean, the same person obviously can't make two prayer gafen, unless you do a hefsi. Now, there are two things I want to mention. One thing is Havdalah and benching. In shuls where they make Havdalah after Mariv, wherever I was, they take the benching kais for Shal Shodis and they put it aside and then they use it for the kais of Havdalah. And the same thing in camps, they do it that way, and in the dormitory yeshivas where they have Shal Shodis and then they make Havdalah for everybody, they do it that way. Now in the Shulchan Aruch and Simur Reis Tzadik Tes, Sivdalit, it says not to do it. It says not to use, just like for benching and Sheva Brachas, or benching and Kiddush, you don't make two together. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't use the same kais. It's chavilas chavilas to use the same kais for benching and for Havdalah. So I was once at a chass, and Rav Dovah Feinstein was there. So they asked me to run interference for him, to go around with him, to try to protect him from... although he does a pretty good show. Rav Dovah had the best way of discouraging people from bothering him. He just didn't say much. No matter how many times he asked him, he didn't say much. So there was one Rosh Yeshiva of an out-of-town yeshiva was there, and he asked him, could we use the same kais for Havdalah as for benching of Shal Shodis? He said yes. So he said, but in Shulchan Aruch, it says that you're not allowed to use the same one. He said you could use the same one. So he asked him again, but it says in Shulchan Aruch. He said you could use the same one. So this person looked at me. He said, like, what's going on with him? Maybe he doesn't hear well or something. I said, just shrug my shoulders. What am I going to say? Now, he didn't explain, and for some reason, that was Rav Dovah. He didn't like to talk too much, he didn't like to get into arguments. Only with people he's very comfortable with, otherwise he was a man of very, very few words. I think I mentioned to you once that Rabbi Yisbi once came that he asked Rav Dovah something, and he couldn't get a word out of him. I asked him what was the topic. He told me it was sort of a controversial topic. So I said, because he doesn't know you, I'll go with you. So we went together. And so we went into his office and we spoke for 45 minutes, you know, on the topic. But he was a person. What? So the question is, what's going on with the Shulchan Aruch and the Minhag HaOlam? So what would you say?
Because of benching, you never drink anyway. So here, you use two drinks to make one because you take two. I'm not going to use it anyway.
I'm saying another. We'll see in Afghamina. Okay, so what Ephraim is saying is that we don't drink the benching kais basu the shlishus anyhow. So why is it chavilas chavilas? Does it have to do with the drinking or the bracha? I guess that's the question. Okay, what I was thinking, chavilas chavilas is only when they both come to you at the same time. In other words, if you're ready to bench, you make havdalah or kiddush and brachas hamazon or sheva brachas and brachas hamazon. You're ready to do the two at the same time. That's chavilas chavilas. But if they're separate, that's not chavilas chavilas. Let's say you have twins. You're making a bris. So Howie, you remember the bris? We do one bris and then we make a hafsik, and then we do the other bris. And we got to do both brisim, so you make a hafsik, you mafsik between them. So when it says not to do benching and avdalah on one kais, that's when you're ready to do both at the same time. If you're benching and you're going to daven ma'ariv, so it's 15 minutes or 20 minutes later that you're coming to make avdalah, so that's not chavilas chavilas. That's you have a leftover kais, you're using the old kais. It's not an issue of chavilas chavilas. So the way I understood, chavilas chavilas posh pshat is when you do the two together. It says you're not mashka shtei soitas ka'achas. What does that mean? It means you can do one now, one an hour later. It just means you don't do it in one shot. So memela, that's likely the reason. Now nafkamina between what I'm saying and what you're saying is what happens when you have sheva brachas by suda shlishis. When you have sheva brachas by the suda shlishis, do you need two kaises? Like you always have sheva brachas and benching? Or is it enough one kais? If you're going to say that we don't drink the benching kais anyway, so it's not an issue, then it should really be enough with one kais, because the same reason would apply. If the reason is because there's a break, then here there's no break, so you should need two. What about Yaknahaz? So I think the Gemara says Yaknahaz, and there must be Tosis that he has Chavilais. He says, I think, that it's Kulo Chada, like Mekad Shal Shabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. The bracha of Kiddush and Havdalah is one bracha. The Rambam's Lashon is that you Mekadish the Shabbos B'Knisasi U'B'Tziyasai. It's one thing to mention the Chiluf HaZmanim. I think the idea there is that it's kulachad bracha. Certainly the besamim and there are shayach to it, so I call it to one.
Well, but kiddushin and nisuin.
So we have two.
Yeah, they don't come together. You have a hefsek. Why can't you?
You have the hefsek of the
ksuba.
Of the ksuba. Okay.
It's also one thing. Also.
I hear.
No, it's not one thing.
No, it's not one thing. You do it separate. Dominion. So I don't know for sure, but I definitely by Abdullah that's a reason that a person could be makel on this, and I think the reason is they're not together. What we do here, whenever I can influence people, I tell them the chassan should do the benching. I'll tell you why.
Moshe does.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's how I saw it probably, and I forgot. But I'll tell you why. Because why don't we drink? By Shal Shudis, we bench our kais, why can't we drink? So what the Magen Avraham says is people are always makbid to bench our kais, so they can make a bracha by sheva brachas, even after shkia, even after nightfall, because it's part of the meal. It's a part of Shal Shudis, is the bar pei agaf, and now you bench, so you have to make a bracha. But people are always makbid to bench our kais. Since nowadays, people are not always makbid to bench alakais. Many people, I think most people, and yeshiva boys bench brachas, bench mezumin in the dining room all the time. No one thinks to bring a kais. So we're very makel in benching alakais. So if you don't always bench alakais, so then the Magen Avraham says not to drink, because you're not makbid to bench alakais, so you can't, an elective drinking you can't do. Sheva brachas, we are always makbid, of course, to do sheva brachas alakais. So we're always makbid to chasam and kala drink. And therefore, the best thing is, if the mevarech is the chasen, so he's going to drink anyway, so his drinking is sort of both. It's the mezamin's drinking, and it's the chasen's drinking. And therefore, we can have them both together. That's really sort of the best way to knock off everything. And So that's, I think, the proper meaning. In places where someone else needs a benching, I don't think by Suda Shlishis that they bench. I had a very strange Suda Shlishis by my Sheva Brachas week. I got married on a Sunday afternoon in December. What's my anniversary, you remember? I told you, best day to get married. You'll never forget your anniversary.
February 29th.
I got married Yutes Kislev. Every year, Lubavitch hangs up signs on the poles to remind me of my anniversary. I can't forget my anniversary. They hang up Yutes Kislev signs everywhere. It's great. Best time to get married. So I got married in middle of December, and with Shabbos Sheva Brachas. And my shver said, "Why we Sheva Brachas by Suda Shlishis?" So I told him, we can't have Sheva Brachas by Suda Shlishis. That's going to be the eighth day. I get married Sunday afternoon. That's day one. And Shabbos is day seven. So my shver said that my Hasidish uncles are doing it. They rely on Rabbeinu Tam's man. So I said, you know, I'd rather go with Shkia's man. You know, that's what we do in the yeshiva circles. So, you know, during Sheva Brachas week, they still want to please you. So they said, okay, we'll bench before Shkia. It was not so good. The Shkia was about 4:30, and the Sheva Brachas Suda of lunch ended, I don't remember what time, probably about 2:30. So, you know, everyone had an hour to come back for the Suda Shlishis, and okay. But you should know when you get married Sunday afternoon that Sunday afternoon, when it's before, in the winter, usually the wedding is after Shkia. I had a 1:30 chuppah, we had the afternoon wedding. But most of the weddings today are after. But in the summer, in June, when Shkia is 8:30, a lot of chuppahs are before Shkia. And a lot of people don't realize that there's an issue with Sheva Brachas after Shkia or after nightfall, whatever Shita you hold nightfall might be.
Why isn't it like Yom Yom?
It's interesting. Yala Yavai goes according to Tchilas HaSuda because it's a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. Even if the beginning is Rosh Chodesh, or even if the end is Rosh Chodesh. But Sheva Brach is not, it's not a Brach on the Suda, it's a Brach on the Chas and the Kala. And for whatever reason, we're Kaveh and Brach HaMazim, which we'll talk about. So, the Lamaisa, we're going to have clearly that it has to be, the brachas have to be within the 7 day period. So, it's not a din in benching, it's a din in chazan kam. Okay, at any rate, let's move on to Sif Beis, and we'll come to it again. Later on, in many, many places, the minig is to fill up the second kais halfway by benching, and to finish it later. Everybody saw such a minig. They fill it up a little, because they're shy of whether you should fill it up beforehand, and the bench you should go on both cases or not. I will have it later in the siman. Sif Beis. Listen to this. Yesh la'odam lisa nashim rabbis ke'echad b'yayim echad. Okay? Your dream come true. A heter. You can marry many women on the same day. Same day, you get one makeup lady and you don't have to pay for two. You know, you marry many women, be Yavechad. Good. Umavarech Birchas Chasanim Lekulam Ke'echad. And you make Birchas Chasanim on all of them as one. Wow. Aval Lesimcha Tzarech Lesmayach Im Kol Achas Simcha Haruyala. And each one has to get her own Sheva Brachas week. In Besula Shiva Yamim. In Ba'ula Gibel Yamim, we're going to talk later about a second wedding that is 3 days of Simcha. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. What?
Who do you take to the
Chediyichan? Who do you take to the Chediyichan? Okay. It's the... Ve'ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And you're not Ma'ariv one Simcha with another. So the Shulchan Aruch here says that the wedding could be both together, but simcha, you hear what he's saying? Eimarim simcha is a din in the meal, it's not a din in the nesuin. That's what it says here. There's a steer to this. In Hilchas Chalamayid, it says that you're not allowed to get married on Chalamayid. And it doesn't say you can get married on Chalamayid and do the suda after Chalamayid, after Yom Tov. Here it says you get married together and do the simcha later. And in Dine Chamayim it says that you can't do nisuin at all. It sounds like the nisuin itself is a problem of Eimarav and Simcha to Simcha. Now, it's interesting, the Chalkas V'Chaikak brings the Makar for this din of a separate week for each one. Now look at his reason. If Kalacha Simcha Haruyala, V'Sheimarav and Simcha to Simcha, Shenemar, Mali Shmua Zais, V'Nimcha Gam Ezais. Learn out of Lavan again. That Lavan said, all right, I switch Rachel for Leah, so Mali Shmua Zais, do the week of Sheva Brachis, and then you'll marry Rachel, and you have another week of Sheva Brachis. Now, it's strange that, I think the Sefer Makna here, he asks, if you look in the Bavli, in Mayakot and Dav Ches, we learn Eim Arav and Simcha B'Simcha from other places. The Gemara has either from Shlema HaMelech by the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we said Shiva Yamim V'Shiva Yamim, they celebrate 7 days of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, followed by 7 days of Sukkot. Since the Torah says Shiva Yamim V'Shiva Yamim, we learn Eim Arav and Simcha B'Simcha. What?
A week later.
So the question is how the Gemara makes the diok. It could be the diok of the Lashon HaKra. Because why mention Sukkot? Just say they made the Simcha of Binyan Beis HaMikdash 7 days. So it could be, but it's a Gemara. That's the diok. The Gemara is a second Lashon. Rav Amar, V'samachta b'chagecha v'loi b'ishtecha. He says, V'samachta b'chagecha is mamayit. You should be v'samech with the chag alone. And not a chag and a woman, so a marav and simcha b'simcha.
Do we know why the show
what the 7 days is based on?
Where did he?
We learn it from the fact we learn a lot of things from Lavan. What do you learn from Lavan? The answer is we don't learn from Lavan. We learn from the fact that the Torah recorded what he said. That we understand that that there is a concept of a simcha of 7 days. Why exactly 7 days?
What's the
I just finished. The Yerushalmi says Mali Shavu Ezais. So Rabakni asked, why does the Rambam and the Chatzbachaik go across the Rambam, why do they bring the reason of Mali Shavu Ezais and not the reason of Samachta B'chagecha? They should bring the Bavli's reason of Eimarav B'simcha B'simcha. Why do they bring the Yerushalmi's reason of Mali Shavu Ezais? Right, it could be because Mali Shavu Ezais fits better. We're talking about Sheva Brachas, two wives, so maybe it fits better. But I'll upon him, it's a little strange that it brings this. And what's even more difficult is we're saying you could do the two Nisuin together and the Simcha has to be separate. But Lavan, he did the Nisuin separate also. He said Mali Shavu Ezais, V'nidlocha Gam Ezais. The Suin of Rachel was later. So it doesn't seem like it says here in the Shulchan Aruch that you could do the two at one time. So it's a little bit of an issue. What the answer is that it was different by Lavan, because by Lavan he didn't find out till the next day.
Right?
He didn't want to know. So the morning, surprise, it was Leah. So Shabbos already began. So to marry two in one shot is one thing. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'yayim Echad. But during the Shabbos of one woman, say, excuse me, I got to step out, I got to go somewhere and marry another one. So that might stir the Sheva Brachis.
Was
that
the time from the
Mechaber?
So
there's
a raya
that
it didn't hold it?
It's a raya.
You don't get married to two women.
Oh, after the Cherem, the Gesher, we don't marry two women. The Mechaber certainly didn't hold it. Now, let's see the Rabbah. Rabbah says, the Ein Lasois Beis Achoyos Biyachad. The Ramah says not to do chuppas beis achoyos together. The Yeshayimrim af b'shtei nachriyos yeshizayir. Now he's talking about two separate husbands. Shaloi lasayso ka'achas mishum eva shema yechabdu achas yoseh mechaberta. So Ramah brings a practical reason. Now, the Ramah is going like us. We don't take two wives. The Ramah minig was not to take two wives anyway. He's talking about two couples. Obviously, two sisters not marrying the same man. So the Ramah is talking about two couples. So he says, Mishum Eva, it's not a good idea to do two at once. It might look like you're favoring one over the other. Ve'enis harim b'zeh. You ever heard of this? Ve'enis harim b'zeh. We're not makbid. We do two together. Other rabbi. Yesh mechavnin lases chupais aniyais im chupais ashirais mishum mitzvah. Some people do a chupa of aniyais and ashirais together to have a mitzvah. That way the aniyais could be included. So they do. They make, you know, there's one wedding celebration, and they have the two chuppas together. Whether you do one bracha for both of that, we'll get to the next sit. But the minig is, it was, to make two weddings together, aniyas and ashirais, and to do it this way. So the Grismesha, he has a tshuva about making shtei achayas. Somebody wanted to make two together. And even though it sounds to us very far-fetched, when there was a wave of immigrants from the former Soviet Union that came here, and there were many people who were married for many years, but they never had a chuppah. They never had a proper Jewish wedding, and there were weddings of many together that were done, and the shaila became how to do many together. So the Gris Maisha, he writes that me ikra din itzmuta. The Ramah only says don't do it because of Eva, and when you have couples that are married already for 20-30 years and they're coming. They came here and they did it. The Ramesh is glad that his tshuva doesn't say he's talking about Russian immigrants. His tshuva is just about shtei achayos. Ramesh writes that the Ramos cheshbon eshom eva, so you have to make sure there's no eva, but it's not an iser mikar adin, a mikar adin it's mutter. But then he brings that the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Chalabayid brings from the Sefer Hasidim not to do two together. So Rabbi Shah writes that Mikra Adin, you don't have to be Yaitz every Sefer Hasidim. If you want, you could separate. There was two sisters there. And it's a Chelik Dalet of Ebenezer, Chuba Peites. So Rabbi Shah says to make a Hefsik. He says, what's a Hefsik? He says that people leave the room and come back to the room. He calls that a Hefsik. I don't know if everyone just steps out and comes back, or they just separate them by an hour or something to have them separate. He says to be Yisrael Chassidim, so you don't want to do together, so you don't do the two together. That's Ramesh's halacha l'maisa. I think when they did the weddings for the immigrants, for people who are married a long time, I don't think they were makbid on it. I don't know, but. There's an interesting Or Sameach about marrying two women at once. Why it's Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You're not supposed to do Mitzvahs in groups. It says you don't do two Bris Milas at once. You don't do two Hashgas HaSaita. It says you don't do it once. And other things you don't do it once. So the Or Sameach says that when one man is marrying two women, actually, it's a Mishnah Kedushin. Mishnah Kedushin talks about five women who make one man a shliach to be Mekabel Kedushin from one man. This guy's marrying five women in the Mishnah, and he only wants to give one pruta. So you have to give each woman a pruta. So the Mishnah has a shayla, if the five women make one man a shliach to Mekabel fall in them, if it's enough, one pruta, or if you need a pruta, l'kal achas v'achas. So whatever the din is by the pruta, the or sameach ask, you know, it's a mitzvah chavilas. And there's mamish chavilas. There's one ma'aseh kedushin for all the women. So he says very gishmak. He says, the reason, you know, it's a mitzvah chavilas, the main reason in the Rishayim, which Tosis brings, I think the Rashbam in Psachim Daf Kuf Beis, and the Rashi brings as well, that it's shalai yeh nira olav kemasa. It looks like a burden. You have to do two brisin, so you put the two babies next to each other, and the male goes, he does two brisin. So it's not a covet for the mitzvah. It's nira olav kemasa. It looks like it's a burden, so you're trying to get it done as quickly as you can. So the Magen Avraham, so the Arsamea says that's only by mitzvah chiyuvis. You have to do the mitzvah. It's nir alav kemasa. No one's mechuyev to marry five women. A person can marry one woman. So his lashon is if writes a pirek kavila me'alav legamri. If he wants, he doesn't have to marry the other four women. He only is mechuyev to marry one. So there's no nir alav kemasa when a person marries the five women, that there's no burden of nir alav kemasa. And therefore, there's no issue.
That's for always work with Einos and Mitzvahs, Chavilos, Chavilos.
No, because usually they're both Chiyuvim. You have to do two brisim. I'm not sure. You have to do two brisim. You're doing it at once, so that's Chavilos. If you have to make Kiddush, you have to bench, so it's Chavilos, Chavilos. But some has an optional mitzvah, so that you don't have to do it.
They do Bar Mitzvah together, many kids.
Yeah, so that Bar Mitzvah you can do together because there's no mitzvah to have a Sudas Bar Mitzvah. I mean, you call it Sudas Mitzvah, but there's no mitzvah to be in Sameach Bar Mitzvah boys. So we pask in Eimar V'Simcha B'Simcha, we pass like Taisus. Eimar V'Simcha B'Simcha is only wedding and Sheva breakfast with another Simcha. Other things, Pinyan Ben and Bris Mila, any other combination, we pass there's no dinner of Eimar V'Simcha.
Sheva Buchas, I've seen the two couples.
Sheva brachas, yeah, we're going to have that. You could have it. We're going to have that. I think Hansif Gimel. That you could have.
That you can't. At least the same guy.
No, talking about the Sheva brachas under the chuppah.
No, he's talking.
He's talking under the chuppah. Sif Beis. No. Sif Beis. No, you cheated. You looked at Sif Gimel. That's why. Let's learn Sif Gimel, okay? And let's learn Sif Gimel. Sif Beis was talking about the wedding. What? Why don't you make a dual Sheva brachas? Let's see Sif Gimel. Let's see what it says. No, the week of Sheva brachas, I'm sorry. When one man marries two women, he needs separate weeks of Sheva brachas. We don't have men marrying two women. We have two couples. Two couples. There's no man. You don't have to make a meal during the week. You don't have a chiv to make a Sheva brachas meal during the week. It's not here. People think you have to have Sheva Brachas the whole week. People always ask me, are you mechuyev to have seven meals of Sheva Brachas? You're not mechuyev to have any. You're mechuyev to have a chasna meal. And if there's no part of Chadashis the whole week, you're not mechuyev to have Brichas Chasan.
So in certain basis, it says, that they have one week
of
Sheva Brachas, the first wife,
and the second Sheva Brachas. Right. It's like Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. He had one week for one wife, one week for another. That's the Mechaber. Ramah talks about a wedding for two couples. Let's see Sif Beis. What? I'm sorry. What?
The problem is that the women from Rachel and Leah, their chasna was separate also.
So that was the kasha, that their chasna was separate also. So as I mentioned, it could be because it was a day later. That's why. But. Okay. You say it's that if you hold that it's only a hechsher mitzvah, so I guess you're right on chavilas chavilas. And ein marav mitzvah from the simcha, I guess, still applies. But it doesn't say chavilas; it says right. Okay, let's see Sif Gimel. If you have two chasanim yachad, mevorchim bischasanim achas l'shneim. If you have two chasanim, two couples, that the Mechaber only talked before about one person marrying two. So here the Mechaber talks about two couples. He says you could do one Sheva Brachas for both, Ramah. He says, Afilu lo yhoyu achasana biyachad. Listen to this. O yeshoye daite al shneim, koshin is barbi yardeh, simre samachay lin yamila. You can make one bracha on the mila for two milas. So brachasanim you can make on two together. So, before I get into the week of Sheva Brachas, first he says that you don't make for because of Ayin Hara, you don't do two chasarim together. What exactly is the Ayin Hara? I'm not sure. Why is it a big Ayin Hara? By Elias, it says you don't give two brothers, Elias, one after the other because of Ayin Hara. But two strangers always get aliyahs one after the other. So I'm not sure what the ayin hara is of two chasarim under one chuppah, two couples. All right, but he says the minig is not to do it because of ayin hara. Now this seems to be a steer to Sivveis. In Sivveis, he said, the minig is to make chuppah for aniyos and ashiros together. Right? That's what he said in Sivveis, that adarabah, yesh v'chavim lashis chuppas aniyos im chuppas ashiros together. Shemitzvah. And here he says, ein levar beschad miyachad mishamayin hara. So it may be that shema mitzvah le'yed davara. Maybe by aniyos, it's out the mitzvah shabai, so we're not choshayin hara when it's a mitzvah to help aniyos. Otherwise, there would be such an open steer to see from one after the other. Then he says, v'chein ne'egin lasi t'chol echad chuppa b'fnei atzmai. Levarach l'chol echad. Certainly, that's our meaning. We don't do together. Achal, avol. Now here I wanted to show you, la'achar hasu'uda, not under the chuppah, after the meal, bevarchim lahar v'chasana b'yachad im ochlu b'yachad. If you have at a wedding meal or at a Sheva Bracha meal, many people together, so then you could do one Sheva Brachas for both. When I got married, and my wife had a first cousin who was during Sheva Brachas week, and they were at the wedding. And by benching, so we did one Sheva Brachas. The couple came up to the head table, and both couples were there, and they did the bracha, the Sheva Brachas they did for everybody in one shot. What? Why is it Ayin Hara? Why is it Ayin Hara? I don't know. I'm not sure if Ayin Hara, I'm not sure why it's Ayin Hara to make two chuppas together. So I don't know. It seems that Ayin Hara is two chuppas and not two together. So
exactly what the Ramah says.
I don't know. What?
If you two chasanim together, it's
Ayin Hara. So that's what the chuppah, two chasanim together. The Sheva Brachas week, I've been at weddings where they did a separate Sheva Brachas on a different table for the chasan kala. So I don't know if it's a brach shei tzricha. Here it says clearly that you do both of them together. So I'm not sure why. At weddings in general, people bench and leave early. What's the deal? Let's say you're in a chasana. You don't want to stay to the end of the wedding. So after the first dance, you sit down, you have 10 people at the table, you bench. So do you have to Sheva Brachas? Why should you do Sheva Brachas? What does he say? You should do Sheva Brachas. That'll be very interesting. Has the cow come over? What?
I can also
leave. So it says that you shouldn't, he might be back then, and you do a play. Sheva Brachas you do quietly, it's very hard. Imagine Shmuel, the reason
we
don't do
it. Doesn't wash at weddings.
Because it's yeah, it's really not so much the thing. And what it's totally in is the machlekes, the Rambam and the Rosh about the nature of Sheva Brachas. The Sheva Brachas during the week, why do we make Sheva Brachas? The Rambam and Rosh argue, if Sheva Brachas is a din in the Chasan Kala, or a din in the people at the meal, the Mechaber Ramah argue la halacha. If it's a din in the you have to have Parav Chadashis. Why the Parav Chadashis? Because them bechuyim in the Sheva Brachas, not the Chasan Kala is them, or is it din of Chasan Kala and Parav Chadashis amar besimcha? Somehow it's a type of suit that it's mar besimcha. So some chalks the Rambam the Rosh, the Rosh, the minig of Ashkenazim, is that it's a din in the meal. The chasan kala by a meal, it's a din of chasan kala. The Beis Yais, the mechaber holds no, it's a din in the mesumim. The mesumim are mechuyev to be mevarich, and there are many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is if somebody was at the chuppah. If he could be panim chadashis, this is a very common thing that somebody's at the chuppah and maybe he even walks in for the dancing, but he never sits down at the meal. He's not part of the wedding meal. I do that a lot of times. I'm at the chuppah and I go to learn. I come back for the dancing. I never sit down I never participate in the suda itself. So shayla is if I could be panim chadashis later on. So the Ramah says b'feirush, which you can have it later in the siman, that even if somebody was at the chuppah, but he didn't participate in the meal, that he could be part of chadashis. Why? Because it's a din in the suda, it's a din in the suda shemar bin simcha, that those who are there have a mitzvah to be mavarech. So being under the chuppah has nothing to do with it. It's a din in the suda that when you have a suda, that's a suda b'simcha, then you're mechuyev to make the bracha. The mechaber doesn't hold that way. The mechaber holds that it's a din chasa kala, they have to be gebenched. And if you are not panam chadash, you were there to chuppah, you were there when they got gebenched. And that's adequate. So probably the idea of leaving early has to do with that. I think we are saimach, those who are mekel, are saimach that on the shita, that if you have in mind when you wash, that you're going to, when you wash, that you're going to leave before long, benching anytime. That's adequate. Rav Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva in which he says that, and Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe is a matzdik such a shita that if when you wash you have a mind that you're not going to stick around for benching, that's adequate. You're not mechuyev to. I mean, it's coming on to a heter that's not meforish in Shulchan Aruch, but okay, if you want to be sevach on it, you're sevach on it. And I don't know. Rapam told me once that he doesn't understand the minhag of the dining room in yeshiva. In the dining room in yeshiva, people usually bench three together. When you come to benching, you ask them, you want a bench, you get three people. So Palm said he doesn't understand. Marashat, if you're not conveyor with anybody, so why are you benching with three? If you're benching with three, you're going to bench with ten. Ten people who eat, you're not elaborating into groups of three. So he told me he doesn't understand what the minhag is in the dining room. See, after that, I stopped sitting with chaverim. Anytime I washed, I didn't sit with my friends. I sat, you know, with the high school boys or something. The halach is, if you're just incidentally sitting with people, like in a restaurant, there's no chiyuv to bench mezumin, only if you're sitting with people. So I don't want to get into a shayla, so I just didn't sit with friends. When I was washing, you can always wash, but, yeah.
In yeshiva, it's worse. If there's something that everyone's going to be washing on, like it's deli sandwiches, so then you have a problem of 100.
Well, we don't pass in the 100 bench different. The 100 are allowed to break into tens. There's a man yom in the Mishnah that 100 benches in the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. We don't pass in that. You at weddings, we don't say in the Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. There are 100 people, because that's one man yom in the Mishnah. We pass. No, we say.
No,
it's two man yom in the Gemara in the Mishnah. We pass in the Baruch Elokeinu, and we don't go to the 100 to Hashem Elokeinu.
Sorry,
Hassan,
if you're benching, if you're leaving earlier and you're benching,
if you're not mechuyev in the bezumin, it might be better not to. If you're mechuyev in the bezumin, then you have to. It's a little tricky. I don't know. If you wash separate from everyone and you bench separate from everyone, there's no chiyev zimun. The Rosh says, and we paskin, that the only mechuyev in zimun if you either start together or end together. Now, if you start together and not ending together is not a heter. But if you wash separate from everyone, then you're okay. And the chlal, I don't know why people wash at a wedding. The way it looks to me, a lot of them are brochel of atol and the benching. They have rolls with not a kazayas eaten. They take a roll, they take a bite, and then they get busy with all the other. There's good food at a chasana. So I don't know why people wash. People think you have to wash in a suddas mitzvah. People think such a thing. I don't think it's such a halacha that you have to wash in a suddas mitzvah. But taking a suda smitzu, who says you have to wash? So I don't. It would probably be better if people just didn't wash and avoided the shayla.
Is it lechatchila to be samech on this Shlomo Kluger? Or it's just
you could be samech on it. It's a shabbat de rabbanan. You could be samech on dasi yalkid. But it's always a hiddur to be. It's all a sif dalek. If you didn't wash, you couldn't leave.
So even though
you can't pay something, wash, you didn't wash. Oh, to be part of Chadash, see, it could be part of Chadash. Sif Dalet. Ein bevachi bichs chasan ela ba'asara gedaylem. Ubnei chayrim. B'chasim min aminyin. Okay, Sheva Brachis, he's talking under the chuppah. Of course, it's the same thing for the whole Sheva Brachis. We say Berachas Hasanim only with the minyan, and not without a minyan. Now, how do you know minyan by Sheva Brachis?
Bayez.
So we learn out of Bayez. We learn out of Bayez. What does it say by Bayez? Vayikach Asar Anoshim. He called in 10 people for it. Well, so that's a big problem. I don't know a good teretz. The Prisha here in Shulchan Aruch, he asked the Pnei Yeshua, and I believe he asked it in Ksubis. We paskin, as Losha Gemara, that Eimavar Vilsanim Elabasara, B'chassin Min Aminyin, the Chassin counts as one of the 10. And Bayaz, it says, there were 10 people besides the Chassin. So
he wants to establish it. That he can marry them over here. So he wanted to
marry so there are those who say he wanted to establish it to be Mepharsin, but then the whole limud is not a limud. How do you know that you attended the first place? So I'll tell you a nice story. I don't know if it's true la halacha or not, but I saw this ma'aser brought down. We have upstairs the Tolna Rebbe's sefer, I think Chamin b'Mitzvah Shabbos. Someone else gave me a gift, the sefer Chamin b'Mitzvah Shabbos. I thought, wow, they specialize the whole sefer on eating hot food on Matzah Shabbos. I stuck it in my shelf, the whole sefer. Later, I opened it up. It's not. It's as much a Shabbos shmuzin, which a heisa shmuzin. So he brings their story that there was a Rav Echad, he writes in parentheses, a rabbi was at a wedding and there were no 10 people. So he's waiting for 10. Someone said, well, Rabbi, why do we have to wait? He said, Ein davash ha-bikdusha pachas ma'asara. Wedding is a kedusha, Ein davash ha-bikdusha pachas ma'asara. So they told the Pnei Menachem and he got all upset. He said, I'm on earth like that. He shouldn't be Messiah the Kedusha. We don't learn 10 out of Ein Dabash Kedusha Bas Nasar. We learn 10 out of Bayez. We don't learn it out of Ein Dabash Kedusha Bas Nasar. So someone told him, when are you getting all worked up? So he said, Taka, why don't we learn it from Ein Dabash Kedusha Bas Nasar? So the Menachem said, from where do you know? It says, V'niktashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael. It's a very strange thing. V'niktashti b'sech. And then it says, Hibadlu b'taycha eida hazayis. It says, where's that? By Kairach. By Kairach it says, Hibadlu b'taycha eida. Now how do you know it's 10? Kairach is more than 10. So we learn eida from the Meraglim. Nosai l'eida raza. So imagine, we learn 10 out of the Meraglim and Kairach. We learned 10. So the Pnei Menachem said that you want to learn Chasnas out of the Meraglim and the Kairach. He said, Yiddish Ashtov, we learn from Bayaz. We don't learn from Kairach and the Meraglim. So why Taka do we learn out of the Meraglim? So Rabbi Shikadaka B'Kaidish has a tshuva. He says, Gabaldik. Now you have to know, Ein Davash Kedusha Pachas Ma'asara. It's a Mishnah Megillah. It says it mentions Birchas Chasanim in the Mishnah also, but it mentions that these things need 10. It's a list of different things. So the Rav Moshe has a tshuva. If a minyan, the dab with minyan, if you need that the 10 should be from a yidn or not, do the 10 have to be observant or not? The Rechaim has a tshuva. He says they all have to be observant Jews, otherwise the davening is not a davening. In the Gesmeisha, he says that you don't need 10 yidden. He brings a raya from the Gemara. You don't need 10 from yidden. The Gemara says, "Nikdashti b'sech b'nei Yisrael." The Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about Kiddush Hashem b'fer Hesya. So it says Yachel that for Kiddush Hashem goyim count also. Yisrael. It has to be Jews. So it can be Goyim. Where it says, no, it can't be Goyim. We learn out of the Meraglim and Kairach. So obviously, Rishoyim could count. Not sure Mishabbos could count. They love Dafka Rosh, even at Shanishbaz the Shaila. But he could count. But Ramesha says, not to do Chazar Sashat, not to get into a suffix of 19 Brachas Levatala. So he says to count the Femini, you could do Kedusha, you could do Kaddish, but for Chazar Sashatz, you shouldn't count people that are Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. I've had this sometimes, people who have Minyan in the office, it's usually if the office doesn't have 10 from anyway, they're not Kaveya. But where they have 10 from people and somebody is not here that day, or people are not there, and they have to scrounge around for a 10th, and they call in a non-Shemesh Shabbos, so people very often ask the Shaila whether a non-Shemesh Shabbos could count. So I tell them, look, Ramai Shah holds that it does. But do a Cheshvein Esrei, which they do in the office sometimes anyway, and you do what?
How do you see from Kairach that method?
Because Kairach were a Shoim, they were.
You see that 12 and 8, you don't see that as much.
But the Gemara learns that. I'm not learning that. The Gemara learns that minyan, Itashi Pesach Ben Yisrael, Teich Teich, from Kairach. So. Now, I do have to tell you that even though it's a nice story with Pnei Menachem, you should know that it's not a double pashut. There's a brisker rav about Birchach Hassan and being else in double shabdusha pachs ma'asara. The Mishnah Brura says it's not else that. The Mishnah Brura by Ben Shigaymo says that why didn't he tend by Ben Shigaymo? Because he's supposed to give shvach ma'asara. And he says, the Sharetzian, he says, same thing as Birchach Hassanim. He also gives shvach. So the Mishnah Brura says that the asara is not alts not alts in davar shlishapach in asara. It's alts alts giving shvach by asara, and therefore that's not nice. Now let's finish the mechaber. Sif dalit eivor chusadim elo basara gedaylim nechayo chasam in aminyan. Beg shaymi raisa b'shas nesuin. You need a minyan under the chuppah. Veshi raisa acha birchas hamazim. Avo, sheinai b'rmacha berchas hamazin ela berchas ashabara, einai tzarech yod u'mekabak am gimel be'inan. Interesting. I don't think I've ever seen this. That if there's not ten, that if you have less than a minion, so you say the bracha ashabara, that's bracha achrita, and you don't say the other sheva brachas. And we're going to have that again later by the inyan of panim chadashis, that you need panim chadashis for the ten, but lav daka for the. Ashabar. Now the question is it ma'akif if you don't have 10? So here we have the Beis Shmuel. He brings actually it's a Beis Yosef, but Beis Shmuel Dalit. He says is it ma'akif to have minyan? So he brings a Rashba. Elav asar bakim deleka asara ein lasis nesuin. That's a very strong thing.
Yeah.
There are two shaylos. Do you do Birchas Chasanim without 10? And if you don't do Birchas Chasanim, maybe do the wedding without Birchas Chasanim. The Rashba says, Ein lasis nesuin, you shouldn't do the chasna, because of Rashba. Piskei Bari, that's the Trumas Hadeshin, Chaylik Alzeh. The Trumas Hadeshin says, if someone lives in a city where there are no 10 Jews, he should never get married. He's Matmiya on the Rashba. That it's a tmiya, it's a good tmiya. If someone lives in a place where there are no ten yidden, you can never get married. So there's an interesting hamakna in the Sefer Hamakna here. He says that if you're in a city without 10 Jews, marry her as a pilegesh, and then you'll do the which is without kedushin, kaveya her without brachas, marry her as a pilegesh. And then later, when you get around to having a minion, you'll do the chuppah and the birchas chasanim. So what?
No,
so there's oksuba by pelagish, it's belik suba, right? So I don't know many women that are willing to say, okay, I'll sign on as a pelagish. It's not what? It's a machlekes. Rashi and Chumash says belik kedushin or belik suba. Says Chum asks that the Gemara is not master that way. It seems to be machlekes the midrashim and the if kedushin, not the suba kedushin.
You have a mother-in-law.
In the Sanhedrin it says kedushin. You have a mother-in-law by pelegesh. You should know that the Rambam holds that pelegesh is only a melech is mutter be pelegesh. The Rambam shita. Is only a melech is mutter. They ask for pilagish begiva from other places, but the Rambam shita is that only a melech is mutter. But apparently the shita of the Rama is that it's mutter anyway. So again, Rashi by Avraham Avinu by pilakshim, Rashi says belik kedushin or belik suva. Sischam tzechen su that Gemara Ksubis says it's kedushin belik suva. So it seems Rashi based on the Midrashim, Kedarka and Chumash, but Lididan, it needs Kedushin, it doesn't need Berchus Tassanim, it doesn't need Chuppah. Now, there's a Night of Yehuda here in the Pisrei Tshuva, which is somewhat controversial. Pisrei Tshuva Zion. Iber Hetev. Our first line just brings the Berhetev, but the Ebed Ma'akev. I didn't read the whole Beishmuel. The Raja says it's Ma'akev, and Tshuva says it's not Ma'akev. So the Beishmuel ends up that it's not Ma'akev. What's the line? But the Ebed, Shein Shamasara. If you have no minion at the wedding, loy bishvil zeh yisakev anisuin, el tinaseh b'loy brachis, the brachis ain't ma'akris. So we would make a wedding without, by COVID, I was by a wedding, one of the young men in my shir got married with 11 people. Mm. We had it in a yard in Muncie, and we had a chuppah, and I was there, and there weren't 11 people, because the women were there, but there were 11 over bar mitzvah people. And then I realized that I was the only one that was kosher la'edis there. Everybody else was a relative, it was kosher la'edis. So we called the host and his two sons, we called them out, the person was giving his yard. So one son was Eidei Tanoim, and one was Eidei Ksuba, and then he himself was Eidei Kedushin. And they had everything zoomed. And they forgot to push the button to record. So they have no record of the fact that they got married. But Baruch Hashem, as far as I see, they're very happy. But anyway, getting back to the Pisrei Tshuva Zayin, he says, "I'm a Shmuel Skandal. I'm Tshuva's Noid of Yehuda. This is the Noid of Yehuda that they all trouble about. I'm Tshuva's Noid of Yisimid Nedvav Advar Mesad Kedushin." He made a mistake. The Masada Kedushin, there was no minyan. Eidim Birchus Erisin, which is okay, but Birchus Nesuin too, without a minyan. Because of, so Rav Yehuda writes, V'vadai hedyit kezeh, avoy pleely she'er lo yesi b'tiv Kedushin. Such a hedyit, he doesn't know, there's no minyan, don't do it, he shouldn't be a Masada Kedushin. Avo al kol zeh, HaKedushin v'achupa gomru kinyonim. Once it's done, the Kedushin and the Chupa achal. V'afil v'aso rajba, da brochus ma'akvis, u'babakir shein asora in lasis nesuin, even the Rajbu said, don't do a chasna without ten, v'kobokim kank shekvar beirach, el shol yosham asora, ze'ein ma'akir b'dieved, b'chol dova atzarach asora, v'evi rayis l'zeh. So even the brings rayis, that b'di'evet if he did b'chus chasanim without ten, that it's good. I'll tell you his raya in a minute. Then he writes, I am b'sefer Yad HaMelech, mashakosav alav. I'll tell you the Yad HaMelech. B'siyim the b'kom akim ein hefsin. The Nebuchadnezzar says it wouldn't be bad because she's damin sham nesuin. They go to the next wedding. Yamdu gam azuga zeh sabuch l'chup v'yichadu lotzeis b'bracha shibachu l'chasav v'kala acherim. So he says there wouldn't be a hefset to do it. But he holds that b'di'evet, if they did it without ten, it's good. Now the Yad HaMelech is the grandson of the Noid of Yehuda, and he argues with the Zayda very, very stark. He says that it's true you don't need ten to be married, but you need ten for brachis. Everyone knows you need ten. What's the Noid of Yehuda's raya? So it's takapella. The Noid of Yehuda's raya is, he brings Yerushalmi, that if you started Birchas Hasanim with ten, and people left, and now you have less than ten, so you're allowed to be Geimer. So the Rebbe says, "Vaistois the ten is only lechatchila and not b'di'evet." That's what says the Rebbe. What's fair with that? Everyone's asking. It's funny that Rebbe missed. So his grandson says, "What do you mean? Everything that needs ten. If you have chazaras hashatz, the same thing. If you have 10 people and somebody walks out, not only you finish chazaras hashatz, you say kaddish deskabel. Also, if you had 10 in the beginning." So the Shechina Shuri in the beginning, you could do even Kaddish Deskabel later. So he's Batzmiya on the Noid of Yehuda's Raya, and he disagrees, and I think the general consensus is that the Yehuda is very bichidish, and that we hold that 10 is Ma'akiv by Birchus Chasan. Okay, we'll move on to Sheva Brachis Birchus Chasan.